We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Billikens play here. KMOX.
Sports Open Line rolling on here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Tomorrow night, Billikens basketball. They are back at it as they are going to match up against Paul Quinn College. And so Paul Quinn is a NAIA school out of Texas. They're actually playing a team tonight. They're matched up against, I believe it's North Texas that they're playing tonight. I saw somebody say this on Twitter. I should give credit. I don't know who said this. I just happened to see it. I think it was one of the Billiken fan accounts. I'm not sure. So I can't confirm this is true or not. But when people ask the question, why in the world are the Billikens playing Paul Quinn College? Evidently, according to this tweet that I saw, so I'm being totally reckless right now and repeating something that I don't even know is true, but evidently the head coach of the Paul Quinn College, also involved in AAU basketball, so there might be a recruiting aspect to what's going on bringing this program in. Paul Quinn plays a bunch of D1 schools, so I think they're able to, they have that connection from a recruiting standpoint because of their head coach. But maybe to get a little bit more information about that and just talk about the Billikens overall, after they go 1-1 in Connecticut at the tip-off tournament, we're very happy to welcome on to the program the guy who covers the team for the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. He is Stu Durando. Follow him on Twitter at Stu Durando. Stu, thanks so much for your time as you join us on the Quiver River guest line. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, Matt.
So you
and please do not ask me too much about Paul Quinn, because I admit I have not delved into Paul Quinn.
So I am doing the broadcast tomorrow on ESPN Plus, the streaming broadcast, and I spent the better part of this afternoon trying to find information about Paul Quinn College, and I was not overly successful.
Yeah, I've done just a couple of searches for some things, and yeah, I didn't find my. They're playing right now. I can tell you that. I don't know what they're doing, but.
Yeah.
They're playing back-to-back nights, so there's one thing that'll work to the Billikens' advantage.
And they're playing in Texas tonight, so they have to travel in tomorrow, so that's not going to be easy either.
Yeah, North Texas team is usually pretty good that they're playing tonight. So North Texas is leading 36-22. There's an update for you.
Okay, thank you. We'll keep people updated on that as we go along. You just wrapped up a Twitter Spaces with you and Bob Ramsey. A lot of people able to talk to you about Billikens basketball. How did that go?
I don't know. I guess you'd have to ask the people who were listening. We pulled it off without having any glitches, so that was a good thing. But yeah, that's a fun thing to do. I don't know why I waited so long to give it a shot, but it was good. I hopefully do it like once a week or twice a week from here on out.
Very cool. The team goes 1-1 at the tip-off tournament. They lose to Maryland and lose a fairly one-sided game, and then they come back out less than a day later, and they get a win against Providence. I know a lot of the narratives coming out of that game was they focused on themselves after the loss, and they put in a lot of stuff kind of on the fly. What's your takeaway from kind of what you saw, the way they reacted to that first loss and what they were able to do a day later?
With about 10 minutes left, you had you wondering, because they were down 13 points, or at some point they were down 13 points in that second half, and it just didn't look like it was going to be a good weekend at all. But Providence, just, you know, from the eye test, was not the same team that Maryland was, at least in my opinion. And, you know, I felt like they should have been playing with them, and they finally did kick it into gear and make a run at them and get the win. So that's going to end up being a pretty good win if Providence does some of the stuff that it usually does over the course of the season. So the reaction I thought was great. And yeah, well, the coaching staff tried to tweak a few things because the defense has been a little porous, given, and rebounding hasn't been good, and so on and so forth. And you know, they did just enough to get the win.
Have you been at all surprised about their defense going in? You know, they had a couple players on the preseason all-defensive team. It felt like they were going to be a really good defensive club, and obviously they still can be that.
Yeah, they can. Individually, they have the players to do it. Uri and Okoro were both on the preseason all-defensive team, so they get two out of the five spots there. And Travis Ford considers Fred Thatch, you know, as good defensively as those guys. Javon Pickett is considered a super strong defender. So they've got a lot of good individual defensive players. They just haven't been a very disruptive defense, and maybe that's not what they're going to be, but they don't force turnovers. They don't create steals and get a lot of deflections and just disrupt defenses. And so I think what their defense has to be good by working as a unit. And, you know, not just individuals, but working on all their team concepts to be a good defensive team. Because they're forcing like 9.5 turnovers a game, which just, you would look at that number and think maybe they're not a great defensive team. But individually they are, and they just kind of have to get it together as a unit.
Stu Durando covers the Billikens for STL Today and the Post-Dispatch, continuing to join us. Uri Collins named the A-10 Player of the Week, average 18 points, 7 assists. You look at some of his games this year, he had that 14 assist, no turnover game earlier, then followed that up with 13 assists, 5 turnovers. Actually, in that game against Providence where he scores 21 points, which is just one off his season high, he ended up turning the ball over 5 times, which is tied for a season high. But we're kind of picking at straws. It's he's putting together just a fantastic season.
Yeah, he's off to a really good start. The turnovers, even though he has had one or two games where they've been elevated a little bit, they're down overall so far, which is a good trend because he was less than 2-to-1 assist to turnovers last year, which is not good. As you know, the assists were great, but the turnovers weren't so good. Right now, he's at better than 3-to-1, so that's what you want. The unusual thing to me right now is that he's leading the team in scoring. Not that he can't score. But I don't think anyone would project that over the course of the season he's going to end up there. And it probably would be better for the team if he was not. If some of these other guys could do more of the scoring and Uri, you know, get his 10 to 12 points a game and run the offense. But I think as time goes on, I think those numbers will change. But he's been doing a little bit of everything so far. And I think one of the big things is that keeping the turnovers down is so critical to him.
Four players are scoring in double figures right now. Collins is joined by Gibson Jimerson, Javonte Perkins, and Javon Pickett. How important is it for this team to have the ability to have that many different guys scoring in double figures, just in the sense that teams have a hard time really keying in on one guy?
Yeah, and even, I mean, Okoro, I would think, will inch his way up to double figures or close to it. I mean, it's hard to put all five of your starters in double figures on average, but yeah, I mean, they need to, you know, the one thing about this team that was expected, it was expected to be a high scoring team because they have potentially great shooters. They have very good mid-range game with a couple of guys. Uri's really improved in that regard, as he showed against Providence, and they have a potentially impactful inside threat with Okoro and Forrester. So if you can get three level scoring, you know, and you've got this very diverse offense that can do a lot of different things. Defenses, you know, keeps defenses honest, and they can't double people or focus on one guy. They really have to respect the scoring ability of everybody on the court, and they haven't had that in recent years where you've got five guys on the court who can score at any time. So that if things continue to develop and they can play all these different areas well, the perimeter shooting hasn't been great so far, they're going to be really hard to guard.
Whether it's from a positive standpoint or from a negative standpoint, is there any individual this year that has really surprised you and has played in a way that you weren't expecting to see?
No, I don't, you know, I would like to say yes, but, you know, Pickett, I think, has been – he's not been a surprise because, you know, he's did it for 4 years at Mizzou and in the SEC. I think the one thing that kind of surprises his rebounding. Now, Travis Ford had talked about how they thought he could be a really good rebounder, and keep saying that he'd be nice if he could average double digits in rebounding, but he never did that at Mizzou. He had one 10 rebound game in his whole career there. So for him to come in here and get, I think he had 13 in each of his first two games, and he's averaging 8.2 right now. That's a pretty good addition to everything else he does, playing defense and scoring a little bit and so on. So he's been, you know, he's kind of like a Jordan Goodwin stat sheet stuffer. He can get a lot of contribute in a lot of different areas, and the rebounding is a huge boost.
Last thing for you, they built a non-conference schedule where they could potentially put themselves in position for an at-large if they end up not winning the league. They've got wins against Murray State, Memphis, and Providence of note. They'll still take on a pretty good Southern Illinois team. They'll still take on a Boise State team, a Drake team. But do you feel like they've done so far what they need to do in the non-conference to put themselves in that position, assuming they put together a pretty solid league year?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, obviously, you're undefeated at this point, which, you know, you're not going to do against this schedule. The Maryland loss is not horrible. The way it happened may have been horrible, but the fact that they lost the game is not. Auburn's going to be tough on the road. Say they lost that game. They still have a great chance to add a lot of really quality, like you said, non-conference wins in December, because at Iona, Boise State, Drake, Southern Illinois, those are all potentially top 100 net ranking teams at the end of the season. And so that's four more non-conference chances after Auburn to get good wins. So to be one loss right now, I think is a pretty good situation for them. If they could go into Auburn and steal a win, that would be absolutely massive. And so we'll know a lot more after Sunday.
Well, Stu, we appreciate your time. Encourage people to read you at STL Today and the Post-Dispatch. Follow you on Twitter at Stu Durando. Enjoy Paul Quinn College tomorrow. Have a great Thanksgiving, and hopefully we can talk to you again real soon.
Yep, real good. Thanks for having me. You enjoy Paul Quinn as well.
All right, very good. There's Stu Durando joining us here on Sports Open Line. We appreciate him taking a few moments with us. One more break. When we come back, there's an interesting story developing in the National Football League where the players are essentially accusing the owners of collusion. We talk about collusion a lot more in baseball than we do football. If you think it's not happening, you're crazy. But sometimes owners are a little too out there with it. Is this one of those situations? We'll discuss as we wrap up Sports Open Line. That's next right here on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.